Productions. Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Dear Adventist family, welcome back to Adventist Reflections for an intrapersonal commentary of Lesson 7 of the Sabbath School titled The Seven Trumpets. I would like to send a special warm regard to our new addition to this podcast family, to our listeners from Brazil. May God bless you all as we discover character building ideas from the Bible in the book of Revelation. I would also like to again thank my wife for the beautiful music that she has produced for the glory of God. Last week, we talked about those who were sealed with the mark of God. Those were they who were afflicted and anguished, those who were persecuted and many were martyrs. These are those who came out of great tribulation and came out victorious. If you haven't done so, I invite you to go back and listen to lessons 5 and 6 of this podcast. Perhaps go over it again so that you can follow the trend of this topic. Today, we pause to reflect on character building concepts based on the seven trumpets found in chapters 8 to 11 of Revelation. Chapter 8 shows that as the seventh seal is open, the Holy Spirit, represented as the seven angels that we discussed in Lesson 1 and 2, were given seven trumpets. As we read these trumpets, much of this imagery is full of woes, suffering, and destruction. Great afflictions come on earth and on the inhabitants of the earth. For John, as he received this vision, this message, although scary to hear and watch, was a message that reflects the beginning of the end. The judgments of God are executed. The same Lamb of God, full of grace and mercy, the one who died for those who accepted his sacrifice and live righteously, is the same Lion of Judah, which is mighty to save and ready to give the reward to everyone according to their works. My friends, I want to share with you that no work will bring our salvation security, but those who are sealed by God are sure of their salvation because they have accepted Christ and live by and for Him. Their works are no longer theirs, but Christ's, and they live by the Spirit, the same Spirit that Christ lived by on this earth. In contrast, the sufferings found in the seven trumpets are faced by those who did not accept the Lamb's sacrifice. Revelation chapter 9 verse 4 indicates that the grass of the earth and any green thing or tree will not be harmed. These are the representation of God's people. These are those who are sealed by God on their foreheads. The same we find in Revelation chapter 7 verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 4 tells us that those who do not need to fear are those who find themselves crying for all the wickedness that has been done on the earth against God and His commandments. Similarly, we read of this in Revelation chapter 6 verse 10. They cry out for justice to be made, for their oppressions to be cleared. The Apostle John, as he sees and hears these messages, he will have identified with these. Having been oppressed, recluded, marginalized, and abandoned, having suffered persecution for his faith, and seeing how many rejected God's love, grace, and mercy, and his call for repentance, John would have identified with this cry. How about you? Do you ever feel sick of this world? Sick of being here where so much suffering is experienced personally as well as around you? Do you experience that sadness and compassion towards the rejecters of God's love? It is indeed very, very sad to see that despite all of God's efforts, where He calls over and over again the whole of humankind to repent, many will suffer God's judgments. Revelation chapter 9 and verse 10 tells us that the calamities of loss of life will be allowed because such individuals did not repent of their works of their hands. These were found wanting because they violated the law of God and did not repent nor desire to change their ways. Beloved, now I would like you to hear me out. These suffered because they were not found sealed with God's mark. They were not found as having the blood of the Lamb in their lives. The same experience found by God's people who were to get out of Egyptian captivity was to be repeated. Exodus chapter 12 verse 23 says, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." My friends, Jesus tells us in John chapter 10 verse 10 that he has not come to destroy, but to bring life, and life filled with blessings. Thus, this destroyer is that who inhabits the bottomless pit. This destroyer, as we read it in Revelation 9:11, is Satan himself. This is the angel of death. This same enemy of God and God's people is found fighting against the two witnesses, as we read in Revelation chapter 11 verse 7, which says that when the two witnesses have finished giving their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. My friends, these are not only representing the Old and the New Testament, the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus, but also those who carry this testimony. Oh, my beloved listener, if there was ever a time to be holding strong unto Jesus, this is now. For the destroyer is seeking to kill anyone, but he is not allowed to touch those who have been sealed with God's mark with Jesus' blood. Whilst this might imply a physical death, be not mistaken, some faithful will be allowed to be resting in their graves until Jesus' return in the clouds. But no one, not the destroyer, not anything can kill the spiritual life and the rewards offered to you in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation if you repent from your sins, take Jesus' sacrifice as your own, and walk uprightly with your God. In the seven trumpets, we see the prayers of the saints beginning to be answered. God's justice and mercy combined are seen. While various meanings have been given to these trumpets, the bottom line is that as the trumpets sound, these all lead towards diverge experiences. Some experience great deliverance, while others experience great destruction. These sins lead us to Satan's last try to deceive the saints and physically oppress them so that they may renounce to their faith. But we will uncover these concepts in next week's podcast. For now, let us reflect on today's character building ideas. As we think of the message of the seven trumpets, think about what it all means to you. I invite you to read the relevant chapters and go over this podcast again. I propose to you today that this is the time of preparation. Whether you're currently sitting with those who came out of great tribulation, or maybe the opposite side, perhaps you're thinking that you're sitting on defense, the message raises an alarm of something that will come to pass. Whatever occurred in the past is to occur in the future. It will be repeated and enhanced. Both groups will need to be prepared, some for eternal restoration, while some will be facing the calamities to come and the judgments of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who weighs all things in his righteous balance. My beloved listener, I pray that today, as we finish this reflection, you make a commitment or recommitment to Christ, to the Lamb that was slain, in order for you to have eternal life. It is my desire and prayer that the words of love, grace and mercy found in Ezekiel 33:15-16 be fulfilled in your life. For it says, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquities, he shall surely live, and he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Amen. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. Like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.